Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. This week, Nick and I have a special guest as we talk about Beer Hoptacular, and we get super excited for Alpha Beer this weekend. All that and more on this week's episode. What did we do these last 3 weeks, Zoe? What'd you make it to?
Yeah, because, you know, you got a cork popped out, boom, it just flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
The legend, Mr. Pete Crowley.
I love Pete Crowley, man.
How's that beer? That's what you think it is.
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Raw, raw, raw.
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Hey, I'm Nick White.
And Nick, it's episode 50, and we have a special guest.
Is it episode 50?
It's 50. It's 50, 50 weeks, or more than 50 weeks, because we took a couple weeks off for travels and holidays. But yeah, 50 episodes.
That was quick.
Yeah. But special guest this week.
Special guest. We love having guests. Hey, we are here. This is a big score, man. We are here with the local tourist, Teresa Carter. Teresa, how's it going?
It's fantastic. How are you guys? So congratulations on 50 episodes.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. It snuck up on us. You know, you're just drinking. You're in just a daze.
That's true. That's very true.
Before you know it, you'll be at 500 episodes.
Oh, my gosh. But every week on Chicago Beer Pass, we're talking about events Nick and I have gone to and events coming up that we should be going to, but sometimes we don't make it to, sadly. But we should. We should go to more. We go to a lot, but we should go to more. And then every week we're drinking local beer. And this week, Teresa brought us some beer that's going to be on Alpha, or at Alpha Beer. We're drinking the Five Rabbit. Five Rabbit.
The Five Rabbit. The Five Rabbit, Five Rabbit, man. So this is the golden ale from Five Rabbit. So this is what is this? They're making it with Matuega hops. Last time they made it with Saaz hops. I know what Saaz hops are. Those are German hops.
Yeah.
No clue what this Matuega thing is. We're drinking it for two reasons. A, it's going to be on Alpha Beer. We'll talk all about Alpha Beer. That's Teresa's event coming up this Saturday. And then two, this is the award. This is award winner at GABF a couple weeks back.
Yeah. Was it what award? Did it take them silver?
Yeah, it took a silver and the golden medal. Oh, sorry. Golden. Silver in the golden ale category.
This is second place golden medal winner. Yeah. But it's a fantastic beer, and I wish I could remember what it tasted like with the other hops, but I feel like it might have had a little more bite to it.
Yeah, this is definitely like a gateway drug. It's very similar to a lager, mm-hmm. right? It's like something like, hey, you know, if you got friends that don't drink craft beer, you know, it's like, well, hey, if you're in a Budweiser or Miller High Life, you know, jump into something locally produced, this is a good starting point for you.
Okay. And then do you think they switched the hops because they wanted to go with that all Latin America theme, so trying to keep all the ingredients? I would assume that this hop is from South America.
Yeah, I thought the other hop was great. Mm-hmm. It gave it a nice little kick, made it taste more like a German lager.
Right.
This one definitely smooths it out, you know, in comparison to the old one. So,
well, we'll sip on these as we talk about this past week. I think first off, before we get into Hoptacular, because that's probably the one we both went to and we have a lot to say, you made it to this crazy Goose Island event, right?
Yeah, so Goose Island, you know, literally like 3 weeks after they closed Wrigley, decide they're going to open a pub at the United Center.
But it's not really a pub, right? It's like a...
It's a pub in name. It's a Goose Island pub.
Okay.
I mean, and you know, I mean, so... Let's be fair. There are some other beers there, right? There's there's Miller Lite. I mean, it's United Center. You know, the Hawks and the Bulls play there.
It's a pub like the airport, like O'Hare.
Exactly.
Has pubs.
Yeah. Okay. So there's they're selling Miller Lite. They're selling Stella, but then they're also selling like a lot of the stuff from Fulton, not Bourbon County Stout, but like you know Green Line, Matilda, Sophie.
Oh, that's awesome.
Rambler.
Oh wow.
Those are all there. I mean, so they got some solid offerings there. So it's not
how
like
much is a Ramble. There.
Yeah, right. This was like a happy hour thing, like a preview event. Okay. I'm guessing they're not cutting any short, so it probably cost you about nine. I know if you go to Wrigley, you can get Sophie, but Sophie's gonna cost you like $10.
Right. So that's gotta be at least $10.
Yeah.
I can't see anyone paying over $10 for a beer at a sporting event, no matter what it is.
Yeah.
All right.
So that was So they previewed that, and it's not like the pubs were, because you know. the pubs had their own catering service. You know, like the food at Wrigley and Clybourne were the same. Wrigleyville Pub and Clybourne Pub were the same.
Yeah.
This is run by Levy Restaurants, which is the vendor of choice for the United Center.
Okay.
So.
So different food.
Yeah, so different food. So this was a carvery. Lots of, you know, your turkeys and, you know, chopped meats and, you know, coleslaw, that kind of thing.
All right.
Yeah. So it was solid. I mean, it's definitely an upgrade from the Budweiser Select Club, which was what was there. So this is a 100 level on at the United Center.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can't say I ever went in there before.
That makes two of us.
There might be a reason to go, but I don't make it to the United States. What am I kidding? I'm never there.
I try to get there at least once for a Bulls game.
Okay.
Yeah. And if, you know, if there's an old 80s rock band in town playing there. If Motley Crue's at United Center,
you're there.
I'm going to United Center.
Okay. You hear that, Motley Crue? If you're coming, Nick is gone. But this was like in the middle afternoon too, right?
Yeah, like super early, maybe like 3:30, 4 o'clock, middle of the week, something like that. They did say that they're going to do the same thing at O'Hare. It's funny you brought that up.
It's like revamp the pubs there.
Yeah, they're going to have a Goose Island pub at O'Hare and at UC.
Okay.
Which is cool. It's not exactly the same as having a pub across the street from Wrigley Field.
Right.
But, I mean, the brand is really flying high as far as, you know, recognition. So it's cool that they're at these places and they are serving some, you can get some solid stuff there.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
I would go to the pubs at O'Hare before until Frontera went there. And now it's like, I'm just going to Frontera to eat if I need food. But it's interesting to see what they do with the ones at O'Hare, too.
We got to step up our citywide airport game with regards to, like, beer.
Yeah, like Portland's airport.
Denver's airport. Like, there's some serious airports. Airports and ballparks in this town, we're kind of lacking behind some other cities. I guess they figure Chicago, you're going to come regardless because there's so much stuff to do here.
What do you get out of the airport? There's more stuff to do, right?
But, yeah, there's room for improvement on these airports, so good for them.
Yeah. Well, then, also this weekend was Beer Hoptacular. You went on Friday and Saturday. I went just on Saturday.
Now, Teresa, did you make it to Beer Hop this year?
I did not, unfortunately.
Now, have you been to one before?
I haven't.
All right. It's a really cool event. It's it was a traveling event at one point. Mm-hmm. So, like, it started at Aragon a couple years. The second year at Aragon was kind of nuts. Yeah. Aragon holds like it's a concert venue. It holds like 4,600 people, and I think they had it was at full tilt. Like
right, and half the area was kind of blocked off too.
Yeah, this year I think they took a few years off. Went to a couple other venues.
They did something on the lake or
the where they do the Cirque du Soleil.
Yeah,
the whatever you call it's a circus tent.
It was in a tent.
It was in a circus tent. Yeah.
And then last year was at Laguna Lofts.
Yeah, which are both really, really fun places.
Mm-hmm.
And then went back to Aragon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this year, it felt just better. Like, being in there, they opened up more of the upstairs, so the layout kind of wrapped around more. So you weren't all just funneled into the middle area and then the middle of upstairs. And they moved all the food downstairs, which was smart.
Yeah. They definitely took advantage of the space a little bit more. As soon as you walked in, there were a merchandise booth, and then like four breweries, and you know,
yeah,
and then like everything was much more spread out. Lots of booze at this thing, dude. Four Roses was there. If you go to Four Roses, had two different booths. It was crazy.
They have like a regular.
Yeah, I should have gone.
They had like a regular booth that I didn't go into because they had some in the VIP, and I got hooked up with some VIP, so they were making cocktails up there.
Yeah, I'll tell you. And Garrett's popcorn was there. Mm-hmm. Some empanadas were there.
Yeah,
my empanadas were cold.
Mine was cold too.
And you know, I know about empanadas a little bit.
They're supposed to be warm. I know that.
Yeah, I'm like, you know, I'm not a scientist, but these empanadas are not supposed to be cold, man. Yeah. Oh, and there was one more thing that I noticed. It'll come back to me.
Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, all the usual people were there. Lots of new breweries were there too. Did you see Pipeworks? I didn't see Pipeworks.
Yeah, Pipeworks, Temperance, and they were upstairs.
Oh, because I saw.
So like, as soon as you walk in,
I saw Spiteful and Temperance. Upstairs. Maybe Pipeworks was one down, and I just totally missed them.
Yeah, they were in the corner. You know, you got upgraded to VIP. Some people were getting upgraded to VIP. My buddy Pete, Crazy Pete, he's this old guy with this big gray beard. And they were putting people in a beard competition.
Oh,
so, like, if I'm hanging out with Brad and Brad, and they want to put Brad in the beard competition, then everybody with Brad gets upgraded to VIP. That was actually a really cool touch.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah. Who else was there? Pipeworks did have a secret special keg. You had to ask for it by that name.
Okay.
And then it was like some barrel-aged porter, which was really good. Urban Legend had a brown ale with like aged on like chestnuts and fruit, which was good.
Rude Hippo's there. Moody Tongue. I tried that new was it raspberry from Moody Tongue? That was really good.
Did they have their truffle beer there?
They didn't have the truffle beer.
The $120 bottle of truffle beer? No.
I'm waiting for Just Keep Tasting guys to do that.
Yeah. It was a good party, man. There was a homebrew component there.
Uh-huh.
Homebrew challenge. Homebrew challenge was there.
So there was nowhere for you as a normal person to try the homebrew, right?
Right. So like if you're there's a best in show that you can vote for, right, for the professional brewers. Mm-hmm. And then there's a homebrew challenge where there's a panelist that picks these beers, and then there's a winner for that. So you get awards for both.
Okay.
Yeah, but you can only try the professional ones.
And then there was a cider room.
Yeah, there's a cider room, which was pretty slick.
Which that was 2-3 years ago was a spirits, a craft distillery room.
Yeah, so they brought the spirits out of the room, spread it literally like throughout VIP, and then they gave them a different room.
Which was smart because I spent too long in the spirits room when it was there. And I just didn't leave.
That was a good party, man. Yeah.
And then they had games too. They had Hammer Shillelagh.
Yeah, that whatever you call that game, yeah.
I played it. Ken beat me.
You got the hammer and you got the big block of wood.
And you're just trying to nail.
Yeah. Photo booth by Sierra Nevada.
I missed that.
Yeah, Traveler had a mustache ride. It was like a big Swiss, big seesaw, mm-hmm. shaped like a giant mustache.
Yeah,
that was pretty cool.
Did that first.
Done.
Which was good because riding a seesaw after you've had a few beers is not good. Not a good idea.
I'm way too big, man. I wanted to do it, but I was like, you know what, man? I'll be the guy that breaks this goddamn mustache ride. So I didn't do it.
Didn't do it. Okay. What else? One of my standout beers was the Blue Moon Orchada beer.
No kidding. There was an Orchada beer from Blue Moon?
Yeah, it's cinnamon Orchada. It was pretty awesome. We went back twice.
So Orchada is like the Mexican rice water, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you turn it into a beer?
Well, they used rice to make the beer.
Well, Nick, you put rice in the beer. Yeah. That's what you do.
It was great. We talked to Lisa for a bit. About that, so we talked to her on the Hopcast, so look for that later on this week.
Sweet. All right. So
that was, I guess, the shocking beer. I love going to the beer fest and trying some of these beers. I probably wouldn't buy a six-pack of that Orchada beer without having it, but being like, all right, maybe I might get this now, but I would have never picked it up beforehand.
There was one that you were talking about from Great American Beer Festival, the coconut one.
Yeah. The it was called Death by Coconut. Yeah, and it was really strange. It's like an Irish porter that they put 600 pounds of coconut in, which, I mean, that's a lot of coconut, you know? And he was talking about how painful it was to make, but when people kept responding to it, he said, well, I'm just going to have to make more of it.
Okay. Was there a standout beer for you? Did anything jump out or you remember anything? Go back for seconds on anything? Or thirds, I mean?
I'm a terrible reporter, man. I got there. And I went to, I had to scope the place out. I got there maybe 10 minutes early. I had a cider.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I go to the bourbon room.
You start at the beer fest with the cider?
Yeah. And then you know, I went to go check out the bourbon room. I know. I'm sucking at life is what I'm doing. I had a cider. Then I had a bourbon.
Okay.
And then, you know, Dark Matter was in the same room as Four Roses.
Oh, see, I never went in that room.
And then then I had a coffee.
I would have had some coffee.
So, you know, I've been there 10 minutes. I had a cider, a bourbon, and a coffee. And I'm like, you know, I got to slow down, man.
No, you had that coffee. That slowed you down.
And then I went upstairs, and there was this rum called Parse.
Yeah.
It's like this 8-year-old rum that they finish in Jack Daniel's barrels.
Mm-hmm.
So now 20 minutes in, I've had like 5 different spirits. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they were doing the 8 and 12-year-old version of that.
It was that was a good party, man. There was enough speed there. There are enough things to divert you from beer if you didn't just want to drink beer for 5 hours.
Right, yeah.
So and that's what made it cool.
And you never had to wait in the line for really anything. I didn't see anybody waiting in line. There's usually no one doing any special tappings. Or
yeah. Oh, Goose did put on Bedonia, which was really good. Yeah.
People line up for that or not really?
No, in fact, somebody had to tell me about it. But you just slide right up and grab some Bedonia, which was cool.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. good party. Really yeah, good party.
That was a blast. So I definitely, hopefully they keep it at the Aragon. I would assume that it's just kind of like a default event space for them now. If they can't get that, maybe they go somewhere else. Or
if they don't put it at the Aragon, I'll never go to the Aragon. So I'm rooting for it.
That's true, yeah.
And then it's like right off the red line.
I never go to Uptown. But yeah, I had a blast. So I'll definitely go back again next year. And it's fun.
Yeah, it was good stuff.
You make it to anything else or drink anywhere else? Or
no, it was a light week.
Cool. Well, should we get into this coming week and talk about Alpha Beer? And
yes.
Yeah? What else? Well, let's do it. So Alpha Beer is a Saturday. There's a couple events before that that might get you ready for it, get you in the drinking mood. So October 15th, we got three crazy events.
Yeah, we do. Should we jump right into it?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, so at Dry Hop Brewers at 6 o'clock, we've got the Nano IPA night. So this is their second Nano IPA night. They're featuring five new, really small breweries. They're not really that new. Spiteful and Pipeworks has been around for a while. But Mars is there, so is
Bucket. Was Pipeworks still considered Nano?
Dude, their space is like the size of like a studio apartment.
Yeah, but I thought they were producing more beer than that, but no, I guess I don't.
Nano, man.
Okay, all right.
No, Rude Hippo and a Bucket List. So yeah, so you get five Nano IPA options at Dry Hop on October 15th, 6 p.m.
All right, man. Then so another Nano brewery is having a tap takeover, possibly more of an invasion.
Yeah,
it's that same night.
Yeah, it's at the Templestowe Pub on 3135 West Monroe. So this is Break Room Brewing. So this is right down the street from where they're going to build their space.
Okay. You think they were cut out of the Nano night? Like, screw you guys. We're going to have our own event that night.
You know, it's like, yeah, they're drawing a line in the sand.
So we're not part of you guys.
So they're going to have five of their beers on at the Templestowe Pub. This would be a good chance for you to check them out because I don't think they're up and running yet. The first 100 guests who order a Break Room beer we'll get a branded 13-ounce Break Room Belgian Tulip.
Oh, fancy. Okay.
Fancy for your glassware collection there, Brant.
Nice.
All right. So that's the same night. That's Wednesday.
And then also Wednesday, Fountainhead is closing. No, their roof is closing.
Yeah. It's closing for the season, so it's going in the fall. So this is the Harvest Dinner on the rooftop. It's the last event of the season. It's going to feature Metropolitan Brewing as well as Angel's Envy. Okay. So, yeah, you'll get five Fountainhead courses, and then you'll get a multitude of bourbons and beers from Metropolitan.
Oh, nice. You know, I still have never been on that roof.
Really?
Yeah. It's sad.
I've only been once, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's one more time than me.
So. Yeah. They did some really wacky, let's recreate the first beer ever made.
Oh, Cletus
beer? Yeah, it was Cletus, University of Chicago, and Great Lakes.
Okay.
That's the only time I've been. Oh, yeah. It is a pretty legit roof.
It's nice.
Yeah. They should just keep it open, man. Get some of those heat tanks and just watch Bears games up there. I mean, come on. What are you doing?
I don't know. They're doing it wrong. Well, then Thursday, out in the suburbs at World of Beer in Evanston, is the Southern Tier Keep the Pint Night.
Southern Tier.
These are fun events. I like to Keep the Pint Nights. You usually order a beer and you get to keep that glassware. So it's a fun way to, you know, build up your glass collection and enjoy some beers.
You know, or if you know, if it's somebody's birthday that week and you go to this event, just wash that glass right out.
Nice.
Get them a beer. Done. Your shopping is done. You're welcome.
Did they come along so you got them a beer and a glass? Like, I got a beer and a glass for you tonight.
Tonight is your night.
So that's World of Beer in Evanston.
Yeah. Southern Tier is one of my favorite breweries, man, because everything's really pretty moderately priced, always available. You can always walk into Benny's and find their stuff. And they make pretty solid stuff.
Yeah. That Warlock this year is great.
Yeah.
That new Imperial Pumpkin beer they have. That's great. Well, then, Saturday, it's Alpha Beer.
Let's get right into it. This is Alpha Beer. The Roman numerals throw me off. We talked about this. Alpha Beer 13. Boom.
Yeah, tell us about Alpha Beer. How did it get started, really, and how's it gone on for 13 years? Like, or 13 sessions, not 13 years, 13 times, right?
Right, right.
Let's go back to 2001.
Yeah.
How'd you find 26 different beers in 2001?
Well, you know, it's great that all these new breweries are popping up everywhere, and because they keep making all these new letters for me. It's fantastic. It's like they know. No, actually, my mom was the inspiration for Alpha Beer. She used to take the 504 train home from downtown out to Wheaton.
Okay.
And, you know, it's a 30-minute train ride, and they used to pick up, you know, Foster's oil can or whatever it was at Union Station.
Yeah.
And they decided that instead of doing that, they should try some, you know, to make it a little more interesting. So every Friday, they would get a beer that started with a different letter of the alphabet.
Okay.
And they did this three times. So for a year and a half, you know, one Friday it was A, the next Friday it was B, and they had their own website. Binnie's would special order for them. It was it was nuts.
Wow.
And I was telling a friend about this after, because mom ended up, she left that job and got another one, and so she wasn't on that train anymore. Telling a friend about it, she said, you should make that an event. And I said, you're right. And I thought, what do I call it? And it was one of those middle of the night, Alpha Beer! And there it was.
It came to me in a dream. It
came to me in a dream. Well, and then I wasn't sure where I would host it, and I just kind of put it out there on Twitter that I was wanting to host an event featuring a beer for every letter of the alphabet, looking for a venue. And the Globe Pub replied with, you know, hey, we'd be interested.
Yeah.
And so the first two events were held at the Globe Pub. Well, Jamie Hale was an owner there. Now he also has AJ Hudson's, which used to be Gingerman's Tavern.
So
they're hosting it, this one, and they hosted the last one, too.
Okay, so was it difficult that first time to get 26 beers? Now it's kind of a little easier, but was that first time, were you struggling at all? Or
actually, the Globe picked the first two.
Oh, okay.
The first two lists. But then for Alpha Beer 3 and 4, and Nick actually poured it 4.
That's my favorite Alpha Beer.
Yeah. Okay. I held them in hotel ballrooms. That meant I was picking up all the beers. So the day of, I'm running around to Binnie's all over the city trying to pick up the beers for this event. We're putting them on ice, putting them in tubs. And, you know, that was my crash course in learning all about craft beer and what's available. And,
yeah.
You know, wait, you've only got 1 6-pack of, you know, New Holland's Pumpkin? Shoot, or Ichabod, I've got to go across town and get the others.
Yikes. So now, since then, after those 3 and 4, the bars usually help get that list together.
Yeah, and I still put the list together. But I work with the bars based on what they're available, you know, what they have. And I also am working with distributors and then directly with the breweries themselves.
Nice.
So like Arcade is going to be our A beer.
Okay.
And, Chris will be there to talk about his, grapefruit IPA. So they're going to kick us off.
Okay. So the letters sometimes are the brewery and sometimes it's the name of the beer, or is it always?
It's whatever works.
Okay. Whatever works. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, you went to the last one. Was it the last one that was at, Bistro?
I think I went to, like, 11.
You went to 11.
Okay.
11.
And, and then 12 was here, and now 13 is going to be here.
Yeah.
Okay. Got it.
And Bob was nuts. That was ridiculous. That was, like, that was just so much beer so fast, and then Bob's, like, buying more beer for people, and you're at that point where you're like, yeah, I need more beer.
Right.
Bistro North, man.
And somehow I biked home. I shouldn't have biked home, but I did. I lived to tell the story.
Well, and we had two sessions that day. So I was like, we should do two sessions because Beer Bistro North is a little smaller.
Yeah.
And I wasn't going to drink it the first one. I wasn't going to try any, you know, sample the beers because normally I'll be drinking along with everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, what's wrong with you? Why not? So that was a really long, really fun day.
Yeah.
Oh, Bob McDermott.
But that was the only time there was two sessions,
yes,
or now?
Yeah, normally we just do the evening session. It's always on a Saturday night because nobody wants to try 26 beers and then you have to go to work the next day.
Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is a $50 ticket,
yes.
And it's you can get a table for $250.
Yes, yeah. We've got two tables left. We have a limited number of those, but you get a table of 6 for $250. So if you bring 5 friends in, you can go for free.
Nice. It's a pretty good deal. Any, like, standout beers this year that you're like excited to have, or
yeah, what's Teresa jacked about for this year's Alpha Beer, or
well,
this season's Alpha Beer?
Yeah.
Actually, this whole I'm really excited about this whole list, but this particular one, 1090, and you've tried this, their Imperial Porter, because it's got a lot of cayenne pepper in it. It really just kind of kicks you.
Yeah,
yeah. On paper, it doesn't sound like it would work, and then when you drink it, you're like, Okay. Mm-hmm. Right on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it sneaks up on you after the fact, but it's interesting. It's not something that other breweries are doing. I'm interested to try Krabby's Orange Ginger Beer.
Orange Ginger Beer. Who's Krabby's?
Krabby's, they're in England. They're the UK's top selling beer.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. I mean, so technically it's a beer. It's a ginger beer.
Okay.
But it when you drink it, it reminds you more of like an
alcohol pop.
Yeah,
kind of thing?
Like a spiced cider. Oh, it kind of reminds you of that, but technically it's a beer. Okay. Because they fermented, yeah.
Well, we also have a couple of Great American Beer Festival winners. We've got what we're drinking right now, the Five Rabbit Golden Ale, and we'll also have Temperance Gatecrasher IPA.
Nice.
So that also won a silver medal. And Claudia from Temperance will be there. She'll be talking about her beers. We've got Tim from Berghoff. He's going to be talking about both the Hopfen Stomper, which is their new seasonal, and then we'll also have their Oktoberfest. So we're going to have two Berghoff beers.
They have a tasty Oktoberfest. It's like just, you know, they should. They're German, like...
they're like the oldest German restaurant in the city, right?
You have Oktoberfest, better be legit. Come on.
Yeah. We went to an event. I saw Teresa at an event for Berghoff.
Okay.
Just right above, like, on Chicago Ave, right above, like, the 5-star bar.
Oh, man.
And, they were previewing a lot of their stuff. Their stuff's pretty good now.
Yeah.
That Oak Age Stock Hill. That was the night I met Randy Mosher for the first time, and I almost went fangirl on him. I was like, as soon as... Because we had been talking, and they said, I'm Randy Mosher, and I'm like, hi. Dial it back, Teresa. Dial it back.
Yeah. For him to be Randy Mosher... He's like such a cool guy, you know. Like it doesn't seem like it goes to his head that he's Randy, because he's fucking Randy Mosher,
right?
You know, it's cool. Yeah,
yeah. He's very reserved about it, and
exactly.
You can usually talk to him, and he's happy to talk to you about anything. Yeah.
Give me his card. I didn't frame it, but I did kind of like, I've got Randy Mosher's card.
Guess what I did last night? I met the Moj.
Is that what you call him with your friends?
Yeah. So is Chef Jill? She's gonna host again. Or?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Chef Jill has been hosting. I think this will be her 7th event.
Wow.
Yeah. But she's fantastic because she's a chef, and so she talks about how each beer will pair with what foods, what they're going to be, you know, what you want to eat them with, because you know, beer actually I feel pairs better with food than a lot of wines do.
Absolutely.
And she's just fantastic. We've got notes that we put up on a slideshow that's shown on all the screens throughout the event. So when it gets too loud, which is about K, and you can't hear her anymore, then you can still see what the notes are.
Okay. How long does the event run? Because I know that one at Beer Bistro went fast. Is this one?
Yeah, it's the last one from A to Z. We were done about 2.5 hours.
Okay.
But we figured 3 hours.
Okay.
We get 5 to 7 letters per beer, or 5 to 7 minutes per letter.
Okay. Not bad.
So this is going to be at AJ Hudson's Public House. This is at 3801 North Ashland Avenue. This should be a good time. This is a Saturday from about 6 to about 10, right?
6 to 9.
Okay, yeah. 6 to 9.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah. So, and then the Local Tourist is your website. Alpha
yes.
Beer is your big beer event. Now, you guys are, you started in Chicago, but now you're in different cities now, is that right?
We're expanding to other markets.
Awesome.
We are expanding in Milwaukee and then Cedarburg, which is about 20 minutes northwest of Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm.
And then also Galena, Lake Geneva, but then we're, early next year, we'll be in Asheville and San Diego.
Oh, awesome.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's so exciting.
Bi-coastal almost. World domination begins.
Yeah.
It's all coming together.
But one thing that all these towns have in common, the larger ones like Milwaukee, Asheville, Chicago, and San Diego, they're all really, really great beer towns.
Sure.
Because I found that if there's a big market for craft beer, then the people who live there are generally a little cooler.
Okay.
Oh.
I'll drink to that.
Yeah. Fair. So that's Saturday, October 18th.
Yeah.
So definitely check that out. What else? Anything else on the calendar this coming weekend?
Let's see. You should definitely go to Alpha Beer. That's on Saturday. Saturday in Munster, Indiana is the Munster Ale Fest.
All right. But this is sold out, right?
Now? Yeah, VIP is sold out.
Okay.
And the general admission's $45 to that thing. So it looks pretty cool. It's the first one. It's Kurt Foreman's event. So he does the one up on the...
Is it just in the park over there across from Floyd's?
Exactly.
Or okay.
Yeah. So you turn off the main road. And you go into this little, you know, industrial park area to get to Floyd's.
Yeah.
It's that park.
Oh, so it's not across the row, it's on the same side as Floyd's?
No, I think it's on that street that takes you to Floyd's.
Oh, okay. All right, yeah, okay. Yeah. Then I know, yeah. That's the park I'm talking about.
Oh.
Yeah.
We're saying the same thing.
We're talking about the same thing.
We're saying the same thing. So,
Ale Fest and Munster.
Yeah. So that's from 1 to 4 on Saturday. That's a $45 ticket. VIP sold out. And then the event we've all been waiting for, Vanilla Ice.
Wow.
Vanilla Ice at Nevin's. At Nevin's Beer Company, man.
Okay.
So Vanilla Ice is...
I was like expecting like... Phobab.
No, no. Yeah. This is the Iceman. This is Vanilla Ice. $15 at the Nevin's Brewing Company in Plainfield.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I don't know what else needs to be said. It's Vanilla Ice.
Is it called Vanilla Beer? For some reason, I wrote down Vanilla Beer when we were talking about this.
No.
But okay.
Is Vanilla Ice performing live at Nevin's Brewing Company?
That's it. There's no, like, beer, besides it being at a brewery.
No, I mean, you can get all their beers on tap,
okay.
Obviously.
There's no special vanilla beer.
No ice-cold vanilla beer.
No ice-cold vanilla beer. No
vanilla ice box.
No, none of that stuff. It's the Iceman on stage at a brewery.
Okay, all right.
That's it. That's all the Saturday events.
All right. Well, then on... October 21st.
Why am I the only one excited about Vanilla Ice at a brewery, man?
I'm excited, Nick.
All right.
It's inside. I'm holding back. Well, then October 21st, also on the suburbs, is a Founders Beer Dinner at Heaven on 7. And this has 8 beers. And knowing many of the beer dinners I've gone to, you sometimes get an entire pint. It gets out of hand.
So this is 8 beers?
Yeah. You get all the IPA welcome beer. You get Harvest Ale for your first course. You get the Red Eyes Rye, Dark Penance, Curmudgeon, Dirty Bastard.
That's also good.
It's nuts.
I think I've had nearly every Founders beer.
I'm a big Founders fan, too.
Yeah. But yeah, you know, a couple Curmudgeons and Dirty Bastards and Breakfast Stouts, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
No matter how big of a pour that is, it's trouble. So that'd be a beer dinner at Heaven on 7 in Naperville.
Very cool.
And that does it for this episode, I think. Episode 50. Those are all the events. Definitely check out Alpha Beer coming up this weekend. Teresa, thank you for joining us.
You're welcome. Oh, I should mention it's alphabeer.com.
Oh, yeah. And how can people...
At alphabeer.com.
Yeah, get a hold of that. How can they find you? Twitter, Facebook?
The Local Tourist. And also Alpha Beer specifically for the beer, but then also the Local Tourist for all things Chicago.
Okay, awesome. And then Nick, where can people find you besides Vanilla Ice and Nevin's?
Iceman. Hey, I'm on Twitter at Nicosio.
You can find me on Twitter. It's at BRad. Chicago Beer Pass is on Twitter at Chicago Beer Pass. ChicagoBeerPass.com. Episodes get posted there. Links to iTunes. Leave us a review. We'd love seeing those. And then Facebook, Chicago Beer Pass. You know, we post episodes, photos, you know, whatever else we find that we don't get to talk about on the show. And that'll do it. Thanks for listening.
Cheers.